XFM.
Peace and love.
The key word is community.
Community.
Bringing people together in peace and unity.
It's Access Houston.
Yeah, you feel the light shining, baby.
On 97.9 The Box.
97.9 The Box, and you are tuned in to another edition of Access Houston. And joining us in the studio are my good buddies from the AIDS Foundation Houston, Ron and my girl Margarita. How's it going, guys?
Hi, good morning.
Doing really well. Happy to be here.
I'm so glad that you guys are here today. Two of my favorite people, don't tell Kelly and don't tell Melody. But you guys are my two favorite people from the AIDS Foundation.
It's just between us.
Yeah, I mean, I stay in your office all the time harassing you guys. And I'm so glad that you guys are on the show today because there's a really great event that's coming up on the 24th, and we got to let people know about it. It's called Dining Out for Life. So tell us all about it.
It's actually a national event. So across the country, there are restaurants, about 50 to 70 cities that restaurants give a percentage of their proceeds back to aid service organizations all around the world.
Wow.
The date is actually Thursday, April 24th. So we have a list of participating restaurants here in Houston. And you can pick one, go have a meal, and a percentage of your bill will come back to the agency.
Wow.
Simple. Everybody can be a fundraiser this way.
Yeah. How cool is that? Because my thing is, check this out, people. I don't know if you even realize it. You were going to eat anyway. All right? Like, you were going to eat anyway. So you might well come eat with us.
Why not?
For a great cause. Now, what are some of the restaurants that are participating?
So some of our restaurants are Barnaby's. All the Barnaby's in the Houston area are participating. So we're very thankful to have them as a partner again. We have Canopy and Shade, Sparrow Bar. Our chair, Monica Pope, is offering Sparrow Bar and
nice.
Beavers.
Beavers, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, Beaver Balls are great. Then there are The Phoenix on Westheimer, and
we have a ton of restaurants. To see a full list of participating restaurants, you can go to www.aidshelp.org/diningoutforlife and see the entire full list of restaurants. The great thing about this year is that we have solicited participation from all across Houston. So as far as Pearland, Sugarland, to Midtown,
downtown,
like
Heights,
Heights,
so
all over the place. So there's no excuse, Houston, not to go have a meal.
Yes, there's somewhere to eat right by you. Okay, so yeah, it's like almost 30 restaurants, right?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy. And so this only happens for one day. Now, I think what's important for us to tell the listeners so that they have a full understanding of where does this money go? You know, that's the thing that people always ask because people have no idea, you know, sometimes when they're making donations or participating in events like this, they're like, where exactly does the money go?
So the great thing about AIDS Foundation Houston is that we have developed something called an impact report. And that is actually on our website as well. When you're looking for a restaurant, you can take a look at our impact report. And it lists exactly how we use your money when we receive it. We have 6 housing facilities that house men, women, children, and family that are affected or infected with HIV and AIDS. We also provide linkage to care for those that are infected as well. We have a food pantry that is the only food pantry in the city that is still exclusively for those infected with HIV and AIDS, and is specific to their nutritional needs. So that is how your money is being used to further the cause of ending HIV in our particular area. Houston still ranks number eight in the country among rates of infection. That is the top 10 list that we are not trying to be on anymore.
Right.
So the need is definitely huge here. And Margarita can probably tell you a little bit more about how you can, how people are really crucial to helping us, in the fight?
So, yeah, absolutely. We have a great list of volunteers that are helping us out with Dine Out for Life. Mm-hmm. They are our ambassadors, and JJ is actually our ambassador at Beaver.
Yes.
Great segue.
This is my second year. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Yeah, this is my second year, and so I'm really excited. I'm going to go out there and really represent well. Because you guys put a lot of pressure on me. that's a total sidebar. But yes, okay, so go ahead, continue.
So yeah, we have ambassadors from also just representing all the wonderful people that live here in Houston. We have teachers, the pharmacists from Walgreens are being ambassadors. Big shout out to our Wells Fargo team that are they have their entire network coming out.
Woohoo!
So yeah. We're really excited about that. And really, we want just everyone who can, who's really great at networking. If you consider yourself a master networker, if your thing is planning parties and bringing people and bringing a crowd for a good cause, then this is the opportunity for you to get involved.
Yeah.
With ending HIV/AIDS here in Houston. And the way to do that is you visit our website, AIDSHelp.org. You click on volunteer and volunteer today. That'll take you to our volunteer 365.
Yeah.
Create your profile, sign up, and you know, I'll take you in. I'll teach you what you need to know. But most of the things that you need to do for this event to make it successful, you already have the tools for.
Oh, yeah. So. And it's so cool because think about it. I mean, you could, maybe you're an usher at church or something, and you could get your whole church to come out. And it's just so easy. Just come out and eat with me. That's it. You know,
easy.
Or maybe if you're listening right now and you are a student at a college or a high school or whatever, you just tell your friends and your peers to come out and eat with you.
Yeah, it's really simple. Like, easy. I'm going to be, and you know, you can even get away with not even telling them what it is. Like, hey, let's get together and have a cocktail or two or three. And,
yeah.
And they show up.
A little happy hour.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. The restaurants have already committed to a percentage of the proceeds. So whether they know they're dining out for life or not.
It doesn't matter,
It does
really.
Not matter because their money is going to go back to the agency.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's a slick way of doing it. Yeah, guys, just come out. Oh, my God, we never get together. This would be so cool. When are you available? I'm available on Thursday, April 24th.
Right, exactly.
Between 6 and 9:30. All right.
Exactly.
Well, once again, you can go to the website. You can get all of the participating restaurants. I am going to be at Beaver's. I'm giving you the address right now. I'm going to give you a second for you to go grab a pen, some paper, or pull your phone out. You ready? You ready? Okay, here we go. The address is 2310 Decatur Street. So it's right downtown.
Yep.
And it kicks off at 6 o'clock.
Yes. Beavers will be giving a percentage of their proceeds for the entire day. However, if you want to see the gorgeous and talented and super awesome,
he's trying to make
JJ,
up for that pressure.
She will be there at 6 o'clock. Yes, she will be.
I will be there. Thank you very much. That was very sweet. He's really trying to make up for the pressure because
they
put the pressure. No, seriously. Because this is the thing. All the other people, all the other ambassadors that were in the meeting, you know, Ron is like, you know, yeah, you guys, you know, bring out your coworkers. That's cool. JJ's going to bring out the whole city of Houston. So
I'm just saying.
Pressure.
But the thing about it is that JJ is like the Empress of H-Town. Can I coin that term for you? JJ is the Empress of H-Town.
I like that. I'm going to get a t-shirt made. I'm getting a t-shirt made right now, and I'm wearing it to Dining Out for Life. It's one night only, April 24th. That is a Thursday, 6 until about, 9:30?
The ambassadors are going to be there until about 9:30 or 10. So restaurants will stay open beyond that. And please, if you can't get there by 10 and you want to have a little midnight snack and your restaurant's open that you choose to go to, please go and do that. However, again, the gorgeous and talented JJ will be there from 6 to like 9.
I'm excited. I'm so excited, y'all. And this is for such a great cause. And you already know it's a cause that is very near and dear to my heart. And I want to see everybody out there. I got my coworkers coming. I got this feeling that you're going to see J-Mac there. And so I'm thinking.
I've had that feeling too.
Yeah.
You gonna be my date, JJ?
Once again, the pressure.
You
the pressure. Just for this one night, J-Mac. Just for this one night, all right?
One night only. One night
only.
You know
what I'm saying?
One night, yes.
And he's going to expect for me to pay for the meal. I know it. I already know it.
You pay
for the dessert. I can't handle this.
There you go.
All right, guys. The website, aidshelp.org/diningoutforlife.
Diningout for life.
All right. Thank you guys so much for stopping by today and being a part of Access Houston. And I'll see you guys on Thursday.
See you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Get your bellies empty when you arrive. Ha ha. Eat it up.
It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.